Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Speaking up at work, I was standing in my favorite bagel store recently waiting for my order to be processed and struck up a conversation with a stranger also waiting for hers. She started bemoaning how much she felt the area was going downhill. As a real lover of my hometown, I asked her to tell me more. She went on to explain that during her morning walk, she regularly comes across drug paraphernalia on the paseos. Can you believe it? She asked. We have to step around the needles and ensure our little pooch doesn't stand on them. My fellow Santa Claritian went on to say how she was also disgusted by the increasing amount of graffiti she notices on the bridges. It was at this point that I politely interrupted her to ask if she'd spoken up about what she saw. Had she ever called the police or graffiti hotline? I gave an example of two where we suspected illegal drug use behind our house. We called the sheriff and within 15 minutes, they were there and dealt with the issue. I gave another example of being at a local park where we noticed some graffiti on the curbstone. We called the city's hotline and in a flash, the crew arrived and steam blasted that graffiti out of existence. But before she could respond, her order arrived and she hurried out of the store, calling back over her shoulder, "We don't care about reporting what we see. We're moving to Nashville when my husband retires." And that's how it went down at Dink's. It got me thinking about how many neighborhoods have gone to ruin because people simply didn't speak up. The relevant authorities have a limited amount of personnel resources, so we as neighbors can be the additional hands and feet to speak up about what we see, ideally also rolling up our sleeves as volunteers when we can. So relating this principle to the workplace, it set me thinking about how many organisations have ruinous cultures simply because no one speaks up about issues that should have been dealt with by the relevant authorities, namely the organisation's leadership. Consider the number of organisations that have fallen from grace and as a result went out of existence because people didn't speak up about what they saw. Think Enron, WorldCom, Arthur Andersen, Global Crossing and Tyco International, to name just a few. Internal investigations often validated this fact that many saw something, but few people to nobody actually said something. From my observation, there's nothing that can spread more quickly across an organisation than negativity, gossiping and backbiting, if not addressed by leadership. These are the graffiti of the workplaces. They're really just tags of much deeper issues. Likewise, if direct or indirect fraud is allowed to continue within an organisation, for example, due to pressure to achieve results at all costs, morale will drop. Why? Well, as human beings, we innately know what is right and what is wrong. Few people are willing to speak up, and so heads go down instead. We'd recently consulted with an organisation that had a very disengaged workforce. It was sad to see that only 24% of the employee population were willing to speak up during a survey process that we administered, even though we provided various platforms on how such feedback could be provided and assured employees of absolute confidentiality. How disheartening it must be for someone to spend so many of their waking hours working at a place where the culture is suboptimal, but they won't speak up to influence positive change, usually for fear of retribution or resignation that nothing will change. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Be the change that you want to see in the world." And I like that turn of phrase. So whether we're talking about our place of work or the place we call home, let's all commit to speak up and ideally roll up our sleeves to help improve matters where we can. It's people who create neighborhoods, and likewise, it's people who create workplace cultures. Good can conquer over bad if enough people are willing to positively impact change. So if it doesn't work out, I assume we could all move to Nashville, as it sounds like it's really awesome there.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.